Today is Friday, January 27th. Good morning and welcome to Daylight, a podcast from CFO North America. Daylight is a time for focused listening. As we listen, we are drawn into God's presence. With a quiet heart, we let go of our desires and accept His invitation to taste and see how very good He really is. We remember He loves us dearly. Holy Spirit, take us to this place of love, of trust, and of rest. You restore our souls. We invite you now to meet with God and let His love cover you and let His peace fill you and free you.
The theme for today's meditation is self-control, based on selected verses from Galatians chapter 5, Titus chapter 2, Proverbs chapter 14, 2 Timothy chapter 1, and 1 Peter chapter 4. Once again, the realm of God's kingdom turns our world upside down. Real freedom is being free from self-indulgence. When we control our desires and seek another's well-being, we are loving deeply and restoring life and freedom in this world. We are equipped by love to move beyond, to see beyond ourselves into another's need, and to love them in it. It is our greatest purpose. Love like Jesus loves us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This same grace teaches us how to live each day as we turn our backs on ungodliness and indulgent lifestyles. This same grace teaches us how to live each day as we turn our backs on ungodliness and indulgent lifestyles. It equips us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. It equips us to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. Thank you. An impulsive person has a short fuse and can ruin everything. But the wise show self-control. An impulsive person has a short fuse and can ruin everything. But the wise show self-control. For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Since we are approaching the end of all things, be intentional, purposeful, and self-controlled so that you can be given to prayer. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in all we do.
Our God is infinite. He is complete. He is love. It is His very essence. And we were made to live with Him, to love Him, and to love like Him. May you perceive today this love that showers the world with compassion and desires that we would want to know Him as He already knows us, personally and freely. Thank you for listening today and praying with us. We look forward to being with you again on Monday.